Well, it's good to be in God's house one more time to sing praises to his high and holy name. Our coming together today is indicative of the fact that we are interested in the souls of men, and we want to save some souls. I'm happy to see so many of the old members of the Church of Christ here today that I preached to over 30 years ago. And it's just great to be alive. I met Sister Ruby back there. She's 90-odd years old. And that's a blessing to be in the land of the living. I want to thank Roy and his brother Lauren and Brother Demps and Brother Pierce and Brother Jones for inviting me to come to serve this church in a series of lessons. I came here prepared with several messages. And the message that I had for you this morning, I changed it because they wired me all up and told me I'm going to be on the internet. And what I will say to you, I don't want everybody else to hear it. So I'm going to talk with you on the subject this morning entitled, Good News in These Changing Times. Now, I'm on a time schedule, and I'm kind of fenced in here. I'm not used to being fenced in as a preacher, but I'm going to try to accommodate you with the time. However, I want to give you the lessons that we will bring each night by PowerPoint. Monday night, I want to talk with you on the subject, things you need to do before your days are up. Tuesday night, I want to talk about we are a sanctified people. Now, we do have some cranks in the church, but we're going to talk about the sanctified people. On Wednesday evening, I want to invite all of the youth to come, and we're going to speak on the subject, the youth need to be dedicated to Christ. We have a lot of young people that are dedicated to other things, but they need to be dedicated to Christ. And then Thursday, if I don't change, we're going to talk about a journey into another world. I want the members of the church to come because there are some things I want to tell you that we got to do before we make that journey. I'm going to invite the elders and the deacons and the families to come back on Thursday evening. I'm going to say something because that'll be my last sermon that perhaps will stir up this community so that you can go to work for God before Jesus comes. Now, I have with me, along with my messages, I have some CDs, some DVDs. I have my book of sermons that's prepared. It'll be at a table later on. And then I have some eucalyptus oil. It's not bless oil, it's eucalyptus oil. I saw some of y'all sliding in here, got hurts and pains, and can't hardly move your hand and say hallelujah. You need some of my oil, and it's going to bless you. Also, I'll have the history of the Southside Church of Christ, and I want to help every church to grow. And in order to grow, you have to have different ministries. And I have an outline in our history and in our mission that every church leader should have because we want the church to grow. Some churches are swelling. There's a difference between growing and swelling. God wants the church to grow everywhere. And then before I bring the message, I'm honored to have my daughter and my son with me. Stand up, Chris. I want you to see how I used to look before I got this age. Stand up, Chris. There he is, my only son. And my daughter, Valerie, they'll be at the table. She's supporting me, bless your heart. And she keeps me protected from these wild sisters. But anyway, I'm happy to be here, to be a part of this great congregation. And I'm happy to have the members of Southside that have supported me for 55 years. Glad to have my sister here. We're Southside, some call us Shoutside because we shout over there. Would you stand, Southside, and the choir members? I want you to just look around and see how they're still supporting me. We have the security here. We have the deacon here. Stand up, the two deacons here, and Elder Henry. They helped me and supported me. There he is. Isn't it wonderful? And they still love me over there. And you must love your preacher. If you're going to get some mileage out of him, you have to love him and appreciate him. And when I come back from meetings, they're kissing me and hugging me. And the men are hugging, and they're not funny either. They appreciate me so much, and I appreciate them, because we have worked together through the years. Every night, I want you to bring your Bible. Let me see on this side how many Bibles we have. Oh, this side is not too good. This is the left wingers in the church. Let me see the right side. How many Bibles we have? Oh, the right side is right. Every night, we're going to have our Bible. The Church of Christ believes that the Bible is our guide. And our only God from earth to glory. So bring your Bibles. And then for the last 37 years, I have a theme song. Can I sing my theme? I'm so glad Obama lifted me. Oh, no, I'm so glad who? Jesus lifted me. I want you to learn that song. Come on up, Deacon, and help me sing this song. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Would you stand just one more time? Some of y'all need exercising anyway. All right. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory high. One more time. Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, oh, when I was in trouble, yeah,
Jesus lifted me.
Oh, when I was in trouble, yes, Jesus lifted me. Oh, when I was in trouble, oh, Jesus lifted me,
and I'm singing glory.
When I was burdened.
Jesus lifted me.
Oh, when I was burdened, yeah, Jesus lifted me. Oh, when I was burdened, yeah, Jesus lifted me.
Go to that middle microphone and use that. Put your muzzle on this. Use that one when you get back up there. When you get back up there, use this one, the middle one.
This is not going,
not going good.
Satan had me bound. Oh, Satan had me bound. Jesus lifted me. Oh, Satan had me bound. But Jesus lifted me. Oh, Satan had me bound. But Jesus lifted me. And now I'm on my way to heaven. Jesus. lifted me on my way to heaven, because Jesus lifted me on my way to heaven, because Jesus lifted me on my way to heaven, because Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory. One more time. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. God has done something for your life and have blessed you. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Kindly be seated. Some of you Church of Christ folk have never lift your hand, but you did this morning. And say, thank you, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Let's look at verse number 8. Are you there? Hebrews, that's in the New Testament. Come on over, get out of that Old Testament. And let's look at verse number 7 first. Remember who? Them, come on, which have what? Rule over you. Who are they? Who have spoken unto you, that sounds like the evangelist to me, the word of God, whom faith follows. Consider what? The end of their conversation. And then verse 8 says, who? Jesus Christ, the same what? Yesterday and today and how long? Forever. The lesson is entitled, Good News in This Changing World. 9/11 in our history today was a tragedy, for we lost several lives in New York on this day. That was bad news. But in this day, 9/11, we need some good news in this changing world. Changes are coming fast and sure from every conceivable corner of our society. The dress and the physical appearance of men, they are changing in every direction. The women and their dress, they are changing from time to time. And their ways are changing from time to time. So much so, it's hard sometimes to determine whether or not a man is a man and a woman is a woman. One preacher was uniting a couple, and he said, I now pronounce you man and wife. And he looked at him and he said, or vice versa. He couldn't determine. Many denominational churches are changing. And they are playing rock and roll music, rhythm and blues music, to get the young people to come to worship. Some have introduced praise dances and parties in the church. They have women bishops now in some churches. And they have some gay bishops. And they are condoned by their denominational church. There are churches in denominational groups. One has discovered that they have added a bar in their church to serve drinks after service. Now, some of us would enjoy that. But that's not God's way. But in the midst of this world of changing time, exciting and depressing time, there is a need for the Church of Christ to stand firmly on principles that the world is changing all around us. I am disturbed because in the midst of all of these changes in the world, there are some churches of Christ that are changing in order to keep pace with this psychedelic world. But we must remember that we are in the world, but come on, we are not of the world. The Bible said, be not conformed to what? This world, but be ye what? Transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. There are some churches of Christ that are changing in this changing world. And I'm going to elucidate further on that during this revival meeting. We are living in stressful times. We are living in a time of stress. When you have no money, stress. If you have no job, stress. No wife, stress. With a wife, stress. No husband, stress. Have no husband at all, stress. No friends, stress. Having friends, stress. No house, stress. Having a house, stress. No children, stress. Having children, whoo, they'll get on your last nerve. One life is filled with trouble. Down here below, man that is born of a woman is of a few days. And those, come on, few days are full of trouble. Divorces are high everywhere, even in churches of Christ. The family altar is the television. The family Bible is the TV guide. Young people are spaced out, sniffing, snorting, and tripping. And old folk are drinking Old Crow and Old Taylor. And what is the new one now? Yes, give me another one. Cognac. Is that your old turkey? Old people are getting meaner and meaner. And they are playing the lottery in order to catch up with their bills. We are living in stressful times. And we must pray for our president because he's under a lot of stress. We must pray for Congress because our world is in a mess. But cheer up, my brother. There is good news from on high. In our text, the writer elucidate upon the fact that even though the Hebrew Christians were going through changes from time to time, he let them know that there is one person you can count on. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he'll be the same forevermore. You see, there are four or five things I want to mention that never change. And we must not change them because God has not changed them. First of all, I want to tell you in these changing times, God does not change. There are some folk that will change. There are some husbands and wives that have changed. But God does not change. Malachi 3:6, he said, for I am the Lord, and I change not. I want to tell you, in these changing times, you can depend upon God. You may not can depend upon some of your representatives. You cannot depend upon some congresswomen and some congressmen. You cannot depend upon our government. But I can tell you this. You can depend upon God. You can trust God in these changing times. Proverbs 3 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with what? All of your heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your steps. I may not know what the future holds for me each day, but I know who holds the future. God holds the future in His hand. And so I tell you, as we come to this revival meeting, to hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hope on things that are eternal. And I want to tell you, even in the midst of troubled time, God is still blessing us. And He's blessing me each day of my life. Every time I wake up in the morning, I know that's a blessing from God. You didn't wake up this morning because of the alarm clock. You didn't wake up this morning because there was a noise in the house. You woke up this morning because God woke you up this morning. And He started you on your way. And every day I eat a meal, I know God is blessing me. Every time I drink a handsome water, I know God is blessing me. And I know every time I go to my job for 55 years to the same place, I know God is blessing me. When I go back home and I have shelter over my head, I know God is blessing me. When I get sick and He heals my body, I know God is blessing me. When He heals me and when He cools my fever, I know God is blessing me. And I want to tell you, God will still bless you. No good thing, Psalms 84, will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. All you have to do in these changing times, put your hand in the hand of God. God will take care of you. You said, I'm relying upon Social Security. I'm relying upon my investment. But I want to tell you, you need to rely upon God. For David says, I once have been young, but now I am old. But I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God will take care of you. And so I say to you in this changing time, look to Psalms 46 and 1. God is our refuge. He is our strength. He is a present help in a time of trouble. And then let me tell you, number two, Christ does not change. He's still the only Savior. And during this meeting, we're going to emphasize there is no Savior like Jesus. Matthew 1 and 21, the Bible said, I shall call His name Mohammed, and He shall... No. Thou shalt call His name Buddha. No, thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save their people from their sins. That's good news. Matthew tells us of that story. 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 said, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the good news which I have preached unto you, which you have received, wherein you stand, by which also you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which was also received, how that Christ died for our sins. What makes it good news? Christ died for our sins. While we were out in the alley shooting our dice, saying, ha, 7-11, He died for our sins. When we were going to the motel and they left the light on for us, Motel 6, He died for our sins. While we were at the disco shaking, ourselves. He still died for our sins. While we were lying and stealing, he still died for our sins. Romans 5 and 8, God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. And so that's good news. I want to tell you, by the name of Jesus, we will be saved. Acts 4 and 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's only one name that saves, and that's the name of Jesus. And then there's some good news, because God's word does not change. If I had time, I would go through the Catholic Catechism and tell you how they have changed the Baltimore Catechism. If I had time, I would tell you how the Jehovah's Witnesses have changed their books from time to time. And I debated with some Jehovah's Witnesses in Sherman, Texas several years ago, and I showed them in their own books how they have changed from time to time. If I had time, I would show you how the Baptists have changed their doctrine, and the Methodists have changed their doctrine, and the Church of God in Christ, they are really shaken up now because they got a new chief bishop, and they are pulling out of the Church of God in Christ, and they are changing their manual. And then let me tell you, the Methodists, they have changed their book, but I want to tell you, there is a book that we believe in that never changes. For in Matthew 24, Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Paul said in Galatians 1 and 6, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of God to another gospel, which is not another gospel, but there will be some that will trouble you, and they will alter, they will pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached, let him be accursed. And I said that before, and I'm saying again, if any man preach any other gospel than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. I want to tell you, the Church of Christ has not changed God's word. We stay with the word of God. Proverbs 30 and 5, every word of God is pure. It is a shield to those that put their trust in it. Add thou not to his word, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a lie. We got to stay with God's word. And then there's some good news, because the Church of Christ, who is the same, that is the Church of the Bible. We got some churches of Christ that are changing. But the church that Jesus built, he said, upon this rock, oh, I will build my church. I want to tell you that the Church of Christ is built upon a rock foundation. It's a solid foundation. There is no room for the Catholic on that rock. There is no room for the Methodist on that rock. There is no room for the Church of God in Christ on that rock. There is no room for the Methodist on that rock, because the Church of Christ covers the entire rock. I'm so glad I'm on a rock foundation. 1 Corinthians 3 and 11, no other foundation can no man lay than that which was laid by Christ Jesus. Jesus did not say, upon this rock I'll build my cathedral. Upon this rock I'll build my center. Upon this rock I'll build the refuge house. Upon this rock I will build, pardon me, T.D. Jakes, I will build the potter's house. Upon this rock I'll build the house of David. Upon this rock I'm going to build a church without walls. But he said, I'm going to build my church. The church is called the temple of God. 1 Corinthians 3 and 6 is called the bride of Christ. Ephesians 5:22 is called the body of Christ. Colossians 1:18 is called the kingdom of God. Colossians 1:13 is called the house of God. 1 Timothy 3 and 15 is called the church of God.
1 Corinthians 1 and 2 is called the church of the firstborn. Hebrews 12 and 23 is called the church of the Lord. Acts 20 and 28 is called the churches of Christ. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Well, why do we call it the church of Christ? Because Christ is the foundation. 1 Corinthians 3 and 11. Christ is the chief cornerstone, Ephesians 2:20. Christ is the head, Colossians 1:18. Christ is the door, John 10:9. He said, I am the door, and by what me, if any man enter in, who he shall be saved. You need to be in the church where you can be saved. Acts 2:47, praising God and having what? Favor with, I'm trying to see if y'all know the Bible down here. Having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the Methodist church and the Baptist church and the Catholic church. No, he added to the church, not a church, but the church of Jesus Christ. If you want to be saved, you got to enter the church of Christ. Am I holding y'all too long? All right, I'll be through in a few minutes. The plan of salvation in these changing times, it has not changed. On the radio and television, you hear them say, if you want to be saved, pray the sinner's prayer. If you want to be saved, you got to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, and that with fire. Well, you don't want the fire, because the fire baptism is for those who disobey God. And you're too late for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It has passed. But you're in time for water baptism. And the water is ready this morning. The clothes are ready. The baptizer, who do the baptizing? Yes, he's ready. And if you want to be saved, you don't pray a sinner's prayer. Matter of fact, the sinner cannot reach God through prayer. For John 9:31 said, God heareth what? Not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Proverbs 59:1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities and your sins have separated you and your God that he will not hear you. What you need to do, when Saul was down there praying, God told him to go into the city and we told you what you must do. He didn't tell him to go down there and start praying. And Ananias was a gospel preacher. If he was a gospel butcher, he would have said, keep on praying. You'll get it after a while. But he told him as a gospel preacher, get up from there. Habakkuk, that isn't in that verse, but that's what he's saying. Arise, and what? Be baptized, and wash away your sins. The plan of salvation has not changed. On the radio and television, they ask people, and Joel Osteen is a mighty powerful preacher, but he never tells folk what to do to be saved. Right there on television, he said, just raise your hand and receive Christ while you're right there in your living room. And he says, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. And now you are saved. That's not found anywhere in the Bible. In order to be saved, do you all know what to do to be saved down here? First, you must hear the gospel. That's the good news. And you must what? Believe it, Acts 15:7. And then you must repent. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Acts 17:30. Then what else you must do? You must confess Jesus Christ to be the Son of the living God. And then you must be baptized in buttermilk and water. Oh, you must be baptized in what? Water! Fire! The remission of your sins, Acts 2:30. God's word has not changed. And that's good news in these changing times. That if you want to be saved here in San Diego, you have to hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. If you're in Australia, same thing. in Africa. Same thing. Philippians 3:16 tells us we must walk by the same rule and we must mind the same thing. Everybody under the canopy of heaven must do the same thing. And as I close, the same destination is the same. I was talking to a Jehovah Witness the other day, and he said, I want to know what class are you in? I said, what do you mean by what class am I in? He said, are you in the heavenly class or in the earthly class? Well, I told him, I'm in the heavenly class. And there's only one class, and that's the class that's going to heaven. Well, there's only one hope, and Colossians 1:5 says, our hope is laid up in heaven, not here upon the earth. Well, he said, explain to me why you are not in the earthly class, where God is going to clean up this earth one day, and it's going to be a paradise, and we're going to live here forever on the earth. Well, I said, you must not have read Colossians 3:1. For Paul said to you, you've been risen with Christ. Well, what does it mean if you've been risen with Christ? Well, when we were baptized, we was buried, and we rise to walk in the newness of life. And so he said, if you've been risen with Christ, he said, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And then he said, set your affection on things which are above. And just in case you missed it, he said, not on things of the earth. He said, for if you're dead, your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we shall appear with him. And I said, what you need to do, Mr. Jehovah Witness, you need to be buried in the water. Rise from the water. Come up out of the water. A member of the Church of Christ. And our life is going to be spent in heaven. Heaven, the city of God. Heaven, the habitation of all the saints. Heaven, a place for the children of God to rest. Heaven, the Father's house. Heaven, the hope of the believer. Heaven, where the tree of life is. Heaven, no more sorrow. Heaven, no more trials. Heaven, no more tribulation. Heaven, no more temptation. Heaven, no more heartache. Heaven, no more hardship. Heaven, no more crying. Heaven, no more pain. Heaven, no more sadness. Heaven, no more sorrow. Heaven, no more death. All things are passed away. I'm going to heaven when this life is over. And Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And one of these days, God is going to signal his angel from glory with one foot on the quaking air, the other one on the troubled sea, and he'll sound the judgment alarm, and the dead or the sentry shall step out of their vaulted chamber and answer the roll call of the aged. I don't know about you, but I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. When you're going, I don't know, but it won't be very long. When are you going? I don't know, but some glad morning when this life is over, I will fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I will fly away. Come on, go with me. Stand on your feet. Come and go with me to my Father's house. And there's plenty of good room. plenty of good room.